You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we congratulate you on this really unique and wonderful feast day of the Holy Church. This day has several unique characters to it that I think we should be attentive to, and we should not let pass by without marking them, without beginning, at least, to understand them. The first, I think that we should notice, as soon as we are in the church during the Divine Liturgy, we should say now, wait a second, they did not sing Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. They sang something else. In fact, on this day and on several other days, when in the ancient church it was the practice of the church to baptize those who had been preparing for baptism, in place of this ancient hymn of Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us, is as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We should be attentive to this. We should think, now where else have I heard that? Well, you'll hear it again in about 8 days, and then throughout all of Holy Week. And there are a few other times during the year when this is sung, because it's the time when in the ancient church the catechumens were baptized. Today, thank God, we have the opportunity to rejoice in our Michigan Deanery. Unless something has gone terribly wrong, a family of 12 will be brought into the church today in Houghton, Michigan. And we here at St. Vladimir's will make it a baker's dozen with the baptism of the newly born Panayoti Apostolou later on today. This is something that both the heavenly church and we in the earthly church should rejoice in. That the church lives, the church breathes, and new life comes into the church on a regular basis. Let us thank God for that, brothers and sisters. Today, in the city of Bethany, a great miracle takes place. Tomorrow's feast of the Lord's triumphant entry into Jerusalem as King and God, his outwardly high point of his ministry on this earth, can't happen without today. It's true. He has risen, he has raised those from the dead in the past, before this. But if you listen carefully to the service and you listen carefully to the gospel, you understand Lazarus, Mary, Martha, they were known. People came when Lazarus died. Important people came. There were people there who spread the word of this great miracle throughout all of Jerusalem. It's not that the people hadn't seen Christ before. It's not that they hadn't heard Christ before. But somehow, they weren't quite ready. Today, when the Lord raises Lazarus from the dead, who has been dead for 4 days, the word spreads like wildfire. Right? Within our little parish family here of a couple of hundred people, if something happens, everybody knows about it within a few hours or days at most. Well, a lot of very important people were out in Bethany, which is not very far from Jerusalem, when Lazarus died. And when the Lord raised him from the dead, word spread like wildfire around this place that this man, this person who had been claiming to be the Messiah, looks like he really is. And for us, brothers and sisters, this is a great feast. It's a foreshadowing of the resurrection, which takes place in 8 days. And there are very interesting things that happen in the church service because of this. One, the This missal is the resurrectional dismissal. May Christ our true God who rose from the dead. Another really interesting one is that on this day we are specifically allowed to eat caviar. Not fish, but caviar. And what is the sort of great culinary symbol of the Lord's resurrection? It's an egg. And today, also, we are allowed to partake of eggs. Not from a chicken, but from a fish. That's not a mistake, brothers and sisters. And this resurrection of Lazarus is, of course, a great foreshadowing of the resurrection of our Lord, only 8 days from now. Why does it happen now, brothers and sisters? This is according to God's providence. As I said, he needed the people to understand clearly, without question, who he was, so that his entrance into Jerusalem would make it very clear that he is the Messiah, King and God of all. And for us, on this day, at least for me, this is really a wake-up call. It's time to kind of pull it together. Even if we've been going in 73 different directions during Great Lent, it's time to get focused. It's time to decide that we are going to be with the Lord over this week. It's time to get our act spiritually together. And brothers and sisters, if we will ask the Lord's help, he will bless us. He will help us. He wants us to be with him. The apostles fled. The question is, will we? And I think that we have to really consider this on this day. And throughout Holy Week, of course, but really on this day. Here the Lord raises his friend Lazarus from the dead so that all can see that he is the Messiah. Will we then be distracted by something less important? I can't answer for any of us. Can every person be at every divine service? Of course not. But can we make a sincere effort? The answer is yes. Can maybe we do better than we've done in the past? Perhaps. If we ask the Lord to bless us and to give us his grace so that he will strengthen us along the path that he is treading for us. When we are present in the church today, we are there when the Lord raises Lazarus from the dead. When we are present in the church tonight and tomorrow, we are there when the Lord is welcomed into Jerusalem as King and God, as the Messiah so long awaited, and so on and so forth. When we are in the church, brothers and sisters, we are mystically present at the events that unfold in the gospel before us. On this day, brothers and sisters, let us thank the Lord for no longer hiding in any way from anyone that he is the Messiah. We have accepted him as that, but we need to see this too. This is important for us as well. This is a day that we need, not just those people there. We also need this day, just as we need tomorrow, and we need every one of the days of Holy Week to prepare us appropriately for the great and holy day, not of the resurrection of Lazarus, not of the day of eating the eggs of fish, but of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the rejoicing in this great and holy day. May the Lord strengthen us in this week. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.